So Mark's Levels podcast can never be the same again. I apologize for being AWOL for quite a while, actually almost been a week without recording any episodes whatsoever, but we're back and we're here to stay this time around. Was just working on a few things, but trust me, it's going to be a lot better from now on. But what I want to speak to you about particularly, or perhaps before I get to that, I need to give you context. The first thing I want you to understand is that I am probably the most flawed person you will ever meet. The things I've done in my life, even I look back and I'm like, yo, oh, my brother, what was going on? But not everything is something I can explain. Some things were beyond me. But I'm kind of glad it all happened because it led me to this platform. It led me to this mindset. It led me to this epiphany. It led me to this positivity that is just, you know, I'm boiling up with happiness in my life lately. And it's not always going to be like that. But I'm glad that my life has changed in terms of the way I think and the way I see things. So if I'm blessed, I don't share my blessings alone. I'm going to share it with you. I'm still going to have challenges in my life, but I will never address those challenges the way I did before. And I think that kind of mindset is the kind of mindset I need to share with you, because you are then part of my life, even if it's not on a regular basis. So thank you for everything you have been. Thank you for forgiving me for all the things I've done in my life. Thank you for allowing me to exist with all my flaws, because that platform allowed me to be where I am today. And I can only thank you as a listener, as a friend, as a colleague, as an old schoolmate, even as a hater, because those are the people that build you the most. So thank you. In whatever capacity you exist in my life, I need you to, because that kind of relationship that we have brought me here today. What I particularly want to speak to you about for, let's say, roughly 5 minutes today is what it really means to just be yourself, right? And what are the easiest ways to do it? Now, before I dwell into that, people always tell you, be yourself, be yourself, be yourself, without necessarily understanding that yourself could be a toxic person. So are you then saying, I must continue being toxic? Are you then saying I must continue being disrespectful? Because being yourself, if the you that you are is not good for your society, then is being yourself really, really good advice then? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but let me say this differently. Because I've heard that statement, be yourself, so much in my life. It sounds like an amazing thing to do. And I've wished many times that I could just do it, just like that. But I've wondered though, is that in the world, or what in the world, what does it mean? What does it mean to be yourself? What if someone is a jerk to another person? Is it okay for them to just be themselves and go on being a jerk to everybody? How about people who are fearful of being around others and live in a, you know, in this box where people just cannot get out because you are afraid of what people will say? What about that? What about avoiding people? What about disrespecting people? That's you. Should we then say you should be yourself? Now, in my quest for answers, I found that it is very much possible to just be yourself. The person who is a jerk to others and the person who is afraid of social situations are in actuality not being themselves. Let me explain why. Their real self is just being covered up with conditioned, fear-based thinking. So all this toxic person that you have been exposed to, that you call yourself, that's not really who you are. That is just a cover-up. Those are insecurities. Those are social ills conforming you into an individual that you're not. You understand? So if you're constantly doing things that are seemingly immoral, believe me, you, that is not who you are. Those are insecurities. That's social contexting. That is, those are, you are a victim of your circumstances. You are molded by either your poverty, your lack of friends, your haters, your past experiences. Whatever it is that people did to you is what has then placed you in that position of not being the very, very best version of yourself. Our true self is who we really are when we let go of all the stories, all the labels, all the judgments that we have placed upon ourselves. It is who we naturally are without the masks and the pretentiousness. All right. I also had this other problem, and I'm not afraid to admit to all my flaws, because what's the point of then trying to be a motivational speaker or a public activist when you cannot even acknowledge your past mistakes? I would brag about things I don't have, you know, all of that. Why? Because I wanted to fit in, because I thought being me and just ordinary me wasn't enough. And as soon as you let that go, then you can start being yourself. It is who we really are when we let fall to the floor the cloak of other people's stuff that we have taken on. Everything else that we claim to be when we say, this is who I am, is only a story. Now, I'm going to give you some tips, all right, that have helped me in uncovering my real nature. I'm giving you tips that have helped me into this mindset that I keep talking about for the past couple of days, which is that being outside of, you know, the accumulated thoughts and beliefs that have collected or that have built in my life for over a lifetime. So what's the first thing I did? I got in touch with my inner child. If you ever watch small children, you will notice how free they are and how little they care about other people think of them. Children will play, children will be dirty, children will be up in the street looking like idiots, but guess what? They don't care. So you have to get in touch with your inner child. They are happy in the moment. They are the true natures. They have not been socialized to fit into society that squashes that. You understand what I mean? A child has no society's perception when it comes to the way they live their life. They don't care if people think that they are silly while they dance in the front yard for all the neighbors to see. Children are just pure love and light. If you really want to get in touch with your inner child, become free, play, have fun, enjoy the moment, do whatever it is you have to do, but get in touch with your inner child. That's why you see, you find me in the shop, I'm there playing around with bras or underwears. You're like, this guy will never really grow up. I want to be a child for the rest of my life because it's so freeing. Because as soon as you start acting like an adult, society then puts these connotations and these expectations of how you're supposed to act. And that's the problem. You let go of that inner child in you, and that's the fundamentally the number one problem. So you make sure you get in touch with the inner child. I don't know if you even notice, even just with my audios now, there's just so much difference in terms of the passion that I'm excelling. Even if you listen to my podcast from 2 months ago when I started, in my podcast today, oh Lord have mercy. Things really do change when you change your mindset. And I only said that, but I've never really, really, really let it to get to me. It never really sunk in. And I can promise you, we play roles to fit into society and we suppress our true nature out of fear of what other people think. If you find yourself worrying about being judged, remember that it is merely just the socialized you, not the real you. So any fear you have today, I promise you, that is not you. That is who they are trying to make you. Those are the insecurities that they have placed on you because of the expectations of society. Ah, brother, preach. The second thing I did with my life is I became more aware of my thoughts. All right. Now, you may be shocked by the number of negative thoughts that run through your mind on any given day. Just think about it. Like today, it's only 9 o'clock, but how many negative thoughts ran through your day already? After so long, our reality begins to take shape based on this conditioned thinking patterns. Become more aware of the quality of your thinking. Allow yourself to sit quietly every morning before starting your day for just 5 to 10 minutes. Yes. Thoughts will come and go, but just allow them to do that without getting attached to them. Just observe them. When you are finished, continue observing the mind throughout the day. Don't allow yourself to be confined in your mind, because you are ultimately in charge of your way of thinking. We have so many unconscious beliefs that we have taken over the years that were probably handed down to us from somebody else, and that we believe to be who we are. So we have conditioned ourselves to be who we think we are, even if that's not the case. Becoming more aware of the quality of your thoughts, my friend, letting go of the old beliefs and becoming more present can help in revealing your true nature. We are all so much more than those old negative thinking patterns would ever allow us to believe. You are more than what you think of yourself. You are more than what people say about you. You are more than the confinement you have set yourself in now. Break that bridge. Break that mindset. Get rid of all those toxic people. I have so many. Let me give you an example, right? I have been a public or social media activist for as long as I could remember. That's why for me to make a mistake, the world would literally lose respect for me because I was already out there as a kid. I started debating when I was what, grade 6. I went to Europe when I was what, grade 8 for the first time. So my life picked up at a very young age. At the age of 13, I was already somewhat a celebrity in my social surrounding. So I was already a public figure. I didn't want that, but that's just God. It's the confinement that I was put in. So when society said, ah, he's just a speaker, but he's not even a good one, whatever, I started believing that. When people said, ah, he's a drunkard, it's all about alcohol and sex and what, I started believing that. And I started forgetting who I was truly meant to be. And that's fundamentally problematic. So those old thinking patterns, let them go. Let them go. If you want to be free, if you want to be happier, you have to let go of those old thinking habits. Finally, my friend, you have to follow your intuition. You have to follow your intuition. The past couple of days, I woke up and I told myself, screw this, I'm going to be a motivational speaker. And not just a motivational speaker. I'm going to be the best motivational speaker in Namibia. I'm going to be the best motivational speaker in Africa. I'm going to be the best motivational speaker in the world. But not immediately. I have to start from somewhere. I'm delayed maybe, but I'm not denied. I'm delayed but not denied. You have to follow your intuition. You have to not care what people are going to say, because there are going to be hundreds of people that are going to disagree just with this very audio that I'm recording now. Do I care? No. Why? Because I'm following my intuition. This is probably one of the most important factors in being yourself. I ignored my intuition for the longest time because I felt so obligated to others. Their happiness was more important than my own. I lived at home until I was what? Until I was about 24, you know? Ignored my urges to move to a new place, you know, to go study something new. I ignored all of this. I will tell you this from my own personal experience. When you start following the little nudges and urges that you get, you would have hopped onto the magic carpet ride of awesomeness. It doesn't mean that you will never have bumps in the road again. That's what I'm trying to explain, right? My life is not going to be perfect from now moving onwards. Not at all. It's probably even going to be even more flawed. But when you are in alignment with your soul, you will always be steered by the best possible direction. For me, it started when I followed my intuition out of a job where I was miserable. It started when I left the city. It started when I went to a new school, when I started tutoring, when I started doing audios, when I started doing public speaking. It started when I realized that it was a gift and it was always there. And I'm even getting emotional doing this because I had no idea. I was miserable for so long. And why? Yo, I'm sorry, man. This is deep for me. I had nothing lined up, but thanks to my intuition, I landed back on my feet within a few months, and I could not be happier, man. Now, finally, I want to tell you this. Your authentic self is the real you that is beyond all those conditioned beliefs and thinking patterns that you have accumulated throughout your life. I was once a shy, reclusive, depressed, angry person. Yo, anybody that knows me can say that. There's probably no one in my life that I know that I haven't had a fight with. While it is important to love and accept yourselves for where we are at the moment, looking back now, I see that I suppressed my true nature in order to please others and to fit in. I began going within and doing spiritual study lately and practicing my late, in the last couple of years, and have since become more aware of how much I was identified with my victim story, how I would play roles depending on who I was with, and just how much I cared about other people's perception of me. I had lost touch with my natural self and stuffed it away in a box. Whenever I would notice myself getting attached to the stories and labels in my head, or would catch myself playing roles with others, I would just breathe and relax into the moment without any labels or judgments. It was a challenge because I cared so much about being accepted by others. So I would ask myself, how would I act right now if I had no cares of what others thought of me? I realized that who I naturally am without anybody else added is perfectly okay. It's fine to be emotional. It's fine to be a wreck. It's okay. It's who you are. So when you let go of the old ways of thinking, follow your bliss, my friend, and do what you love, you begin to align with happiness and peace. These are all indicators that you are connected with your true nature. You are then allowing your real self to shine forth in its glory. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Is my life going to be perfect from now on? No. But my mindset will never be the same. And if I can experience that, then so can you. I intended for this audio to just be 5 minutes. It's almost been 20. That's how much bliss I'm experiencing in my life today. And I thought it was important as a podcaster that I share this with you. My life will never be the same again. And thank you for being part of my story. My name is Max Levels. This is the Epitome of Eloquence. This is not my first episode, but this could be the beginning of what could be a very beautiful journey for me. So thank you for listening.